Okay, Rabotai, let us begin. We're going to learn together today and see where we get to. But we're on the Gemara in Daf Chafim at Aleph, and the Gemara is quite cryptic over here, so let's take a look. So the Gemara tells us, boy, Rav Zera. So Rav Zera has the following shaila. Misgalgel mahu. What's the din by misgalgel? So, hechi dami. Kikon dekaima omir b'shus ha-yochid. Vekon misgalgel va'osi b'shus ha-yochid u'sharabim mai. So the way Rashi presents this suffix is as follows. Rashi writes, kikon dekaima omir b'shus ha-nizok. U'beheima b'shus ha-rabim. U'megalgeles va'osi b'shus ha-yochid u'sharabim. So the behema is dragging the object from Rishus HaNizak into Sarab Mai. So what's the din? Basar achila azlinan uptura, since it was eaten with Sarabim, or basar deshokalei azlinan vechayeves. And since it was taken in Rishus HaNizak, yechayev. And then Rashi says, v'hu adin nami, will be the same din, same suffix, it was the opposite. I behema b'rishus HaNizak v'omr b'sharabim. And now was dragged from a sharabim to the yachid. He basar achila azlinan chayev. He basar shoklalei azlinan p'tura. Okay, so Rashi's suffix is you grabbed it. The behemah is in one rishus. It was grabbed in another rishus. It was pulled to the other rishus. So do we go basar lekicha or do we go basar achila? Good. Okay, so Gemara wants to bring a toshma. Titani Rabbi Chia, Masui, Miksasa Bifnim, Miksasa Bachutz, Ochla Bifnim, Chayeves, Ochla Bapchutz, Ptura, my love, Miskalgel, Vaasi. So what's the raya? What's the proof? So let's take a look at Rashi again. So my love, Kagonsha Ochloso Kule. You're eating the whole thing. Okay, masui. You have a masui. What's masui? You have an amtachat malaya sa'orin. You have some bag that is full of sa'orin. Okay, and v'ochla bibifnim chayeves. My love. Kon she'ochla so kulo. V'ochi ka'amar. Ochla so bifnim. Kon she'gilgala es kulo bifnim. V'chayeves and Gilgalto chutz ptura, I'm a basar achila azlina. So if your animal's in one rishus and it starts eating at this stuff and it's kind of dragging everything that was outside inside, so in such a case, it's going to be chai because we go basar achila. So the Gemara suggests that's a raya. No raya. Two answers, two possible answers. Answer number one is ema. That you look at the borders very clearly. What's inside is inside, what's outside is outside. We don't have a chiddush of Migal Geles. You're talking about a psila of aspasta. What? It's not what the ground means, but a long piece of pasta. Like a long piece, it's not what the ground means. Psila is the word for the string. Not the aspasta, but it's like you're scooping in a long piece of pasta. So Rashi says, okay, so Gemara has a different siurim how we get out of the problem. But I'm interested in the suffix. That's where the heavy lifting is. So it comes on Tosis, and Tosis has two problems with Shitas Rashi. What are the two problems that Tosis has with Shitas Rashi? Number one is a language problem. A language problem, that's the second issue, is that what does misgalgel throughout the shas usually mean? It rolls through what kind of propulsion? By itself. It's rolling by itself. It's not that it's being pulled by the animal itself, it's rolling on its own. So he says, Tosis, first of all, the odalash misgalgel lom la mashmahachi. That's not what misgalgel means, that the animal's dragging it. And furthermore, a more fundamental problem is that we have this din already. And already the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel addresses this halacha and resolves the halacha because you have a case over there of kelev shenot al charora. So the animal took the charora from the Rishus HaNizak, the halak legadish, and he went to a gadish. And the Gemara says, obvious, if it went to gadish la alma, if it went to a general gadish, meaning not one that's owned by the Nizak, the potter, that the Bala Kelev would be potter. Why is the Baal HaKel potter? Because what do we go by? Basar Lekich or Basar Achila. You go Basar Achila. So game over. There's nothing to talk about. So what's Rashi's subject? This has already been dealt with, and it's obvious. It's Pshit the Gemara already on Daf Chav Gimel. So the Ri gives another answer. So what happened over here is the Peros are in the Rishus HaNizak, and they're rolling. They're in motion. And where are they heading to? This apple is rolling from Shusha Nizak into Rishus HaRab. And the Elav, Shabahim Akvasan, the Pia of Achalasan Shom, Hayasov Alik Rishus HaRab. If it wasn't for the behemoth going ahead and doing what?
Stopping it,
capturing it, eating it, where was its destiny? Where was it projecting to go? Into Rishus HaRab. So now the Shaila of Rav Zera is Ichashive Kamenach Mishal HaRabim. Olav, do we view this apple as what? As already projecting Rishus HaRabim? Or is it, you go Basra Achila? Do we go Basra where this object is being projected to go to? In other words, when this object is in motion, and you know it's heading to Rishus HaRabim, it's landing in Rishus HaRabim, maybe this is already called a Ochel of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the animal's putter. Or do we say, no, he stopped it in time, he got it there, and therefore you go Basar Achila, and the Mazik will be Chai. Yeah.
Just give you something exactly like what's the motion of the ox, someone throws it into a brain and out, it's a race before. So why can't you ask the same kasha?
Okay, you're asking very well. So Eli says, this sugya is starting to like remind us of a number of other sugyas. And this is what the Rishonim and the Achronim are bothered about. We have two sugyas that this already might be reminiscent of. Maybe three. Sugya number one I'm going to put out there is the, we have a sugya of, let's go with this one first. Hitiza, Sraros, Birishus HaRabin, and it ended up in Rishus HaYachim. So that's one example where, again, you have some action done in one Rishus with the consequence done in another Rishus. That seems to be relevant to this discussion. We also have the sugya that we learned at Daf Yud Zayin, and that was a case of Darsa. What happened over there? Darsa, you kicked the kli, and it was Niskalga. And which Rishus did it end up in? What? Rishayachid. So in such a case, once again, it was one Rishus. The Drisa was in one Rishus. Let's say Rishus HaRabim. And then it ended up breaking in Rishus HaYachid. So once again, you have some action in one Rishus, another action in another Rishus. And this is the sugya of Basar Meikara Azlina. The Gemara seems to assume, according to Rav Rishonim, Basar Meikara Azlina. That was another sugya. And of course, that got us into the topic of Zorak Kli Mirosh Hagag, which is not an issue of Rishuyos, but it's an issue of, again, Basar Mei Karazim, Basar Tavar Mana Azlim. So these sugyas would seem to be relevant in that you have something that is a process. A Hezek process begins in one Rishus, ends in another Rishus, begins with one din. Here the case of Darsa is actually a case of, is this considered to be Sari, Kufo, or is it Koho? So again, something happened stage one, something else happens stage two, and how do we see this? Do we see it going Basar Shasa Nehezek? Or do we go Basar the initial event? So this seems to be a sugya that comes up quite a bit. And in fact, what Tosis is suggesting is Tosis is going to tell you right off the bat, this case over here, I'm sorry, our sugya, which is the fourth in this trilogy, we'll call it the boy Rav Zera Sugya, so says Tosis, this case is already fully resolved. That's Tosis Kasha, and Rashi will come back to that in a second. I want to jump for a moment, before we get to Shita Mikubetza, which many of you struggled with, or just didn't know what was going on, I want to jump to the two Rushes and the Shulta Giborim, and then we'll come back, Emir Tzashem, to the Shita Mikubetza. But if you take a look at the Rush, I ask you to take a look at two different Rushes. So the first Rush we have to look at is 2.5, and then the second one is 2.2. So the Rush in Perek Beis. Simon Hay, first part of the Rush. He quotes our Dinah Misgalgel. Misgalgel Mahu, Perish Rashi. Im Gilgalto Behema. If an animal did what? He's learning like Rashi. He pulled the stuff. The pre. Mershus HaYochel Shlarabim. V'achalos HaShor. V'ri Perish Amir Shai Misgalgel Mechatz Anizu Shlarabim. V'akvato. Behema v'achalas v'chatzaniza. Imlo akvaso hayasavlanu b'sharab. So, first of all, interesting. How's the Rush learning? Like Rashi, like Tosfos? He doesn't come in. He quotes Rashi, and he quotes the Ri. He doesn't take a side. He's quoting both Rashi and the Ri. And now, how does he conclude? He says, v'lo ifshita. And this shayla is a taku in the Gemara, meaning it's not resolved by the Gemara. So we have a boyad lo ifshita when it comes to Hilchos Nezikin, says the Rush, what's the psak? The azlinan le lakula. What does azlinan lakula mean?
In terms of payment.
Meaning what?
Don't pay.
You don't have to pay. The mazik doesn't have to pay because we assume safek lakula. That is one psak that you have of the Rush. Is this sugya? He brings Rashi down, he brings Tosis down, and he paskins Lakula. Now, if you double back to Beis, and that's a long piece, but in the middle of Beis, he discusses the case of, where did I tell you to look at? Ulamai Defricius. Does anyone have it? What's the how does it begin? Heisam Aleches, right. Okay, so I'm going to start, I'm going to do the whole Heisam Aleches paragraph. Heisam Aleches, Malcolm Shiev Shalah. Okay, yeah, Heisam, yeah, that's not what I want to start. Oh, yeah, Ulamai Defricius. Ulamai Defricius, the called Teku, Salacha with any Teku, is Itafachs Mafkina Mine. What does maskina mean? The maskana. We conclude dehitiza birshus harabim, vehizika birshus hayochid is chayv. The maskana sagamara is in the case of Hitiza Tzvora B'Sharabim V'Zika B'Shus HaYochid, the halacha is your chayv. We pass in your chayv. What does that mean, you pass in your chayv? For our purpose, what does that mean? The hezek, the kick happened where? B'Sharabim. The damage happened where? B'Shayochid. We pass in your what? Your chayv, which would indicate that what's the halacha? You go basar. Basar hahezek, basar hahezek, which might, if this is relevant, be a resolution of Rav Zeri. You go basar the achila. That's the that may be an issue over here, as you'll see in a moment. Umaskin di tiz b'sharam nizik b'shayachid chay. The alpha gabe dorsa alakli. But when it comes to the case of dorsa alakli, what are we saving? Is gazal amakom achav nishbar. The asikna la el karava de basar meikara azlinan. Haha, lo azlin bas meikara, el acha ha mokum shenasebo hanezek, de goli kra baregel, ubir biste acher va bir hoya bechotzer haniz. So the Rush is highlighting a potential stira. In the case of. Dorsa ala kli. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? Dorsa ala kli, what do we pass in? We pass in Basar Meikar. Which means that what are you going to be chayav? You're going to be chayav Nezek Shalom. Why? Because Basar Me'ikara, we assume it all happened when you kicked it. That's Yichad Nezek Shof. When it comes to the case, however, of Hitizat Shof Sharabim, and the event happened Shayachid, what are we saying over there? We go based on the end. Why do we go based on the end? Says the Rush. What's the reason for that? We have a Xeras HaKosef. Degoli Kra Baregel Ubir Bistei Acher V'Habir Hoya B'Chotzer HaNizak. So, again, by Tzroros, he's telling you I have a Xeras HaKosef. What's the Xeras HaKosef? Beer Bistei Acher. That teaches us, where do you go by? The place of beer. What does it mean, the place of beer? The place where the Nezek happened. Where did the Nezek happen? It happened in Shayachid, Yechayv Chatzi Nezek. What could have been the... What was the alternative? The alternative is you could look at the place where the... Where the Maisa took place. What was the Maisa? The kicking up of the... Of the pebbles. Komash Malon, Ubir Biste Acher says, what do you look at? You look at where it happens. Okay?
Why does that necessarily mean where it happened? Why can't you just refer to, if it's in Dershus and Izak, that's where, then you're going to be the Dershus and Izak.
Say again?
Why is it necessarily referred to Ubir Biste Acher where the Maisa, sorry, where the Nezek took place? It could also just mean whatever's in the. Meaning, if it starts also in the Nizak, but it ends in the Sarabim, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be Hunter.
Why not?
Because Ubir Bistayachar refers to.
No, well, I think what Ubir Bistayachar means is where, look at where the Kli got damaged. I think. Okay, can we just summarize? Okay, Rush number one, which is found in 2.5. Okay, this is the first Rush. In the case of Boy Rav Zera,
take,
says, quotes both Rashi's approach and Tosis. Let's stick with Rashi, though. So you have Lakicha in one Rishus, and the Hezek in another Rishus. And what's the resolution of Rav Zera?
Lekula.
Take, which means lekula. Okay, that's the first Rush. Rush number two is the Rush 2-2. And what does the Rush 2-2 have to teach us? So we have a stira, an apparent stira. Hitiza Birshus HaRabim. And it did Hezek in Rishus HaYachid. So here the halacha is Yechayev Chatzin Ezek Tzroros, and it's based on a pasuk. Based on a pasuk, what does a pasuk say? Bir Bisday Ach. Now again, the case that he's talking about over here is Regel, but that din of Bir Bisday Ach, where else does it apply? It doesn't. It's not a unique halach and regel. It's also halach and shein, and that says the Rush is the din by Tzroros. In contrast, says the Rush, in a case of darsa al hakli, it is galgel, and we want to know: is this a din of kufo or kocho? So now, what is the Rush paskin? The Rush paskins. Basar me'ikara azlinon, which means kufo, and you'll pay nezek shof. Now, on the face of it, some of these psukim seem a little strange. Here you have a teku. Here we have a xeris hakos that tells you yechaya b'shas shviras hakli. And here we're telling you that you go basar me'ikaras. And the question is there any logic or sense to to these psukim. Not my question. This is not my question. Not my question. Please open up to Dav Zayin on the Bays and the Dav Harif. Dav Harif Zayin on the Bays. Okay, there's a very long Shilta Giborim here. Don't worry, we will not learn all of it. We will just learn a lot of it. Zayin Amud Beis and the Daf Harif. Okay, where did I tell you to start?
We started on so long.
What? V'Rabbeinu Hishmet. So if you have the fancy razzle dazzle. Porsche, it's on page, at least in my version, Yutess, in the Dabi Arif. If you have the Vilna Shas or the other one, there is a separate. Is there a separate pack? No, it's in the middle of a whole long piece.
It's in the middle of a whole long piece.
Two dots. Okay, if you can find it. And here you will definitely need one of these razzle dazzle underliners. It's impossible with that. Okay, so I'm going to learn inside a little bit. Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu when the Shulchan Aruch is speaking?
The Rif.
Rabbeinu Hishmit Hach Bay de Miskalgel Ha'ochel Va'azim Shayachu Sharabim V'Nira Da Azel Shitase De Svirle De Kol Shein V'Regel Ki Urche Birshus Harabim Potter Afilum Hizik Birshus Hayachim. So that's what we discussed last week. The Rif Shita is there's no heter of Birshus Harabim. The real heter is Urche, even if Hashem Shus Hayachim. The Rashi tells a pliki v'perush bayazu. The Harosh, the Hatur. Who is the Tur? I forgot already. Yeah, but what's the Tur's relationship to the Rosh? The Tur is the son of the Rosh. Rav Yaakov ben Asher is the Tur. So the Rosh v'Tur heviu perush Rashi v'gam perush Taisus. They brought both perushim. V'kasu al pishneim dahai baya salka b'teku. It's a teku. The Azlina Bulakula says the Shadbar, V'yesh lahafli al divrei shneya. What does lahafli mean? It is worthy of wonderment on both sheets. This means we're going to ask Akasha. Heyach lo dochu divrei Rashi me'achar. First of all, how do you bring Rashi and Tosis? After all, what does Tosis do to Rashi? Yeah, Tosis says Rashi, you're wrong. It sounds like by bringing both, you don't think they're arguing. And now Shaila's mind. He's just quoting now Rashi. If it was not eaten, the chatzar nizak taisus potter. Ve'ein zu baya, rak habaya haya. So basically, he's saying, I don't understand, first of all, just how the Rosh possibly quotes both Rashi and Tosis, as if you can sustain both Shitas, when Tosis himself doesn't like Rashi at all. So that's one Ha'ara. Then he says further, how can you learn the suffix of boy Rav Zera as a teku? Because after all, Rosh, you told me what's the din in the case of Hitiza Tzroros. What did you tell me in the case he teased the Tzoros B'Sharab V'Hochav Hizikon R'Shayachid? What did you say over there? You said Yechayiv. What does that indicate? What does that indicate? You go based on the Biur. You go based on the Biur. Where the property was destroyed. Where was it destroyed? That's what you go by. So therefore he says, according to that, Rush, the Habay Avdumi Mamash, the Tzitzus HaRav Mashiach was just a Yochim, Shekasavnu Elbe Sambi Hichos Pshbalachos Pshutim, the Pshita HaRosh Shuchayev, the Afilu Azlis, even though you normally go Basame Eikara Utchilas HaNezach HaYev Sharabim, Shumakam Tur, Afal Pikein Shani Nizke Regel, the Rachmona Goli Behu Ubir Biste Acher, the Azlinon Basar Makam Shinazabo Hezek. The came in Shemak Shnazbo Hezek, which say Yochid, the Makam Chiyuv, Chayav, the Hakanami Kabeshin, the Gamhu Dami Laregal, and Yemakam Chiyuv, and Makam Tur, the Gam Bidexi, will be a Biste Acher, and Pshita, the Afilu Lokha Birshus Ha Rabin, the Gilgala Lirishus Ha Yochid, the Chayav, the Makam Asias Nezek, who Makam Chiyuv, the Mlokha, the opposite. Say Yachvav Shirabim Pshita Potter. The Rebbe Makom Ptur Achala VeEin Kan Beer Biste Acher. Vim Kain Heyach Kosav Harosh VeAtur Delfi Rashi Salka Beteiku. I don't get it. I don't understand. Says the Shulchan Aruch, how the Rosh can maintain this halacha, which is a resolution of this halacha, and it should be game over. How can you maintain take over here and ubir b'ste acher, which teaches you by regel and by shein that what's the din? That you go basar shas ahez. That's the kasha that the Shulchan Gibor asks on the rush. Good? One second, Ezra. Furthermore, the old kasha, another kasha, which is essentially Rabosai. Does Tosis like Rashi? Tosis says Rashi cannot be. Why can Rashi not be? Because of the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel indicates that Rashi Pshat is wrong. The Rosh himself, later on, in Simin Tes, he says, Gufa gabe kelev shenot acharava kosav zal mehacha shamina de'af alpi de'not laso behema mechotzer hanizak. Pa'inan shetehe gam ha'achila bechotzer hanizak. To be chayav, the achila has to be where? In the chotzer ha'nizak. And hainu mamesh k'divrei Tosfos. Shisigu kan al Rashi. So how, if he's holding, he's accepting Tosfos. He's accepting Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel. And he brings down Tosfos over here because he understands Tosfos' argument. So now he says, V'kem digam ha-Rashi le kadibra Tosfos, Heyach hevi perish Rashi, Shudochui bevadai v'lo hiduchuhu bedvarav shenir demisafkele Rasha ezeperish yotenachon. And it sounds like the Rosh has a suffix. Which one is the greater, is the better pshat? Yet he's quoting, and he's not sure Tosfos Rashi, yet he quotes Tosfos understanding the Gemara later on in Daf Chav Gimel. He quotes, he teases a Tzroros over here, and says the Rosh, I am, and says the Shulchan Giborim, the Rosh is untenable. Basically, he rejects the Rosh. That's what's going on in the Shulchan Gibor. What's fair? What? The Shulchan Giborim's arguments on the Rosh would seem to be fairly compelling. If you look at the Pnei Yoshua on our sugya, he also asks these kashas. He doesn't understand how this din, Havitiza Tzroros, Sarab and Vizikus Shayachid jives with the boy Rav Zeir. Ezra, you want to give me an answer?
No, I just don't really answer.
So then hold off for a second. I want to do one more thing. So I gave you a sheet of Mekubetzes to take a look at as well. And I'll tell you the truth. I read the Shita. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. He's saying something. But I wish I knew what he's talking about. First of all, there's another Shita, which I didn't give you. One-liner. We'll take a look at that, too, while we're at it. So what was the kash of Tosfos on Rashi?
First one on language.
Language, okay. Language we can, we're not going to get so worked up about, but we have a Gemara Mefuresh on Daf Chav Gimel that says you have a basar.
Achila.
So if you look at the sheet right after the one I gave you, he quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya Zal, who says, v'zeh l'shono, v'shema hachi kamar, lekamon, over there in the case of Harora, maybe tivshot bayan de misgalgel. De baser lekich azlina, mid mechayev bal Harora. Mid mechayev bal Harora. Gemara says over there the Baal HaKelev is going to be putter. Why is Baal HaKelev going to be putter? Because of Gadish Ba'alma. So who's the only one left? Chayev is the Baal HaCharara if he didn't hide it properly. In other words, what he's saying is, yeah, Nechanami. Rav Zeir had a suffix. And maybe that Gemara over there does what? Resolves the suffix. But like, we'll learn Dachov, not Dachov Gimel. Yeah, the Gemara might resolve it later on, but that doesn't change the fact that Rav Zeira had a suffix, which now the Gemara suggests maybe that's going to get resolved. In other words, we're learning Keseda, we're learning Daf by Daf, so the Gemara later on is going to maybe resolve this suffix. That's essentially what this second Shita says. Okay, but that's a little schwer. So look at the first Shita. Mizgal Gel Mao. Kosma Tais Beresha Kunjim Esav Lei V'Kule. V'Kosel Kamaga Bechav V'Kule. Vinira. So comes on the sheet and says something very, very hard to understand. Da kunshus yishev kush yizu shepiresh kigon shabehema omedes bishus harabim vigilgalto bishus hayochid. Rashi is bedafka learning the case like this. Where's the food? One rishus. Where's the behema? Other rishus. And what does the behema do? He reaches across, pulls over. That's the case of suffix. But if you had a scenario that what? That the behema went into the rishus, hanizak, picked up the food. Now the food is in the Rishus HaNizak. And the behema is where? In the Rishus HaNizak. And then the behema took a spatzir into where? Into Rishus HaRabim. And over there in the HaRabim, what did he do? He ate the food. In such a case, you know what? You know what Rashi is going to say over there?
Fine.
Pasher. Basar Achila. Basar Achila Azlina. Why? Because
he established himself with Rishus.
That's where it happened. And in fact, that's the case of Kelev Shenatal Charar. And a Charan. I agree with that, says Rashi. According to Shita, I'm talking about this case, and they're not the same. Why did Rashi talk about the case of you straddling the Rishuyos? Eladas HaKunshus, me'achar she'omedes b'sharabim, harehu ki'ilu lekachto nami l'sham, v'lo dami l'kelef. Now here I'm underlining words. The b'shas l'kicha hayahu v'charara b'makom echad. What is going on in this sukkah? Yeah! What is going on in here? Anybody?
Stop.
We want to fix the rush, at least a little bit, and we want to figure out what rush is going on. Yeah, what do you got?
Not much.
Not much.
But clearly this has to do with something with establishing yourself in the rishus before. Because if you reach over, if there's a difference between reaching over and actually going in and taking it out, it has to be due. You have to get in there, you have your full body in there, and it's got to be something important, no?
For sure. For sure. Mr. Dubin?
Thanks to the Rosh, I think our case is very different. Why can't we say that taking is considered a
high school? Okay, that's the key. That's the key. That's the key over here. Rabosai, what Rav Zera is bothered by, and his Shaila, at least according to Rashi, is what is the moment? Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that the Mechayev of Hezek is the Achila, is the moment of Hezek, when the object gets damaged. In certain cases, that is clear. When is the object considered damaged? So, in the case of Hitiza Birshus HaRabim, Rabosai, what is the chiddush of this Gemara? The chiddush of this Gemara is when I kick pebbles, and the animal kicks pebbles. Good, now there's a pras in motion. The maisa of the animal has happened. But has any hezek happened yet? There's no hezek that happened yet. I just kicked choros. So the maisa hezek has not yet happened. So it comes on the pasuk and says, the pasuk says, no. Bir b'ste acher, what's the key? When is the bir? And the bir is when the kli is destroyed. That's the bir. So this din I understand. Why is that different than the case of Rav Zera? Rav Zera is talking about a case, and the shaila is the relationship between the lakicha and the hezek. Is the lakicha tchilas hahezek, or is it what I'm going to call a hechsher to the hezek? Is it the beginning of the process of hezek, or is it just, yeah, it's a prerequisite, you can't eat it unless you pick it up, but the picking it up is not part of the hezek itself. So that's the shaila for Rav Zera. But that shaila for Rav Zera, says Rashi, is only going to be in a very specialized case. What's the specialized case? You see, if you are in, and this is the Shita Mekubetzis, if you're a Shosa Yochid, and the animal's there, and the Kli is there, and the animal has picked up the Kli. This is a subtle point you might not like. You probably won't like it. You might fight me on it. But right now, whose rishus is the kli? It's in the rishus hanizak. It's in the rishus hanizak. The lakicha, so to speak, is meaningless. Because the object is still intact by the nizak. It's intact by the nizak. nothing happens in that case until what? Until he eats. Rashi emphasizes, we talk about the behema is in one rishus, and the ochel is another rishus. And then there's a lekicha. I'm going to use the term differently now. There is a seizure of the object out of the rishus of the nizak. It's a seizure. You might even call it a gezel that is performed by the behema. It's a seizure of the object out of the rishus of the nizak. For what agenda? For what purpose? For the purpose of achila. For the purpose of hezek. That becomes now the lekicha becomes a chelek of the ma'aseh hezek. And once the lekicha is a chelek of the ma'aseh hezek, then you can argue as an intrinsic part of the ma'aseh hezek. And that happened where? In the rishus hanizak, maybe it'd be chayav, or maybe not. Or maybe you need to wait till what? Till the shas hezek. You see, the reality is, the sugya has been discussed already. Because in the case of darsa al hakli, what happened, darsa al hakli? I stomped on the kli, but it didn't yet break. It then flew, and the kli got smashed where? In later on. It got smashed later on. So this Gemara is asking what question? Do we see the hezek happening when I stomped on the kli? Gufo amchad nezek shalem? Or did the hezek happen when? When the actual kli got broken, and then it's already called kocha. The Gemara says, that's an interesting question. And how does the Gemara conclude, according to the most Rishonim, basar meikara aslim? Why? Because at what time was the maisa hezek done by the animal that stepped on the kli? It happened basar meikara. It's already called a broken kli. So now Rav Zera is taking these halachos and pressing it a little further. You see over here, there's a hezek done to the kli, whose effect of breakage didn't happen until a little later. But the kli has been impacted. It's been impacted. So now, lekicha, with an agenda of achila, is that called the kli has been impacted? What might you argue? Not at all. The kli has been moved, but it has not been impacted. And indeed, in the case of Kelev Shanot HaHarara, where the dog takes it from this rishos and just walking around, now brings it outside to the gutters and then eats it. So yeah, the carrying it around is nothing, is a zero. But if there is a direct connection between the achila and the lekicha, where I am pulling it out, a lekicha in order to eat it over here, now Rashi learns, is this similar to darsa lakli? I'm impacting the thing, the object right now, the ochel right now because of the lekicha? Or do we assume, no, that's still, it's intact. It's not called an impact. And you only go basar achil. And that is how these sugyas would seem to kind of all reconcile according to Rashi's position. And I think that's what Shikha Mekvetz has in mind. And if you take a look at the Nachlas David, which is a very, very long piece, much longer than I even photocopied for you. But if you look at the underlined sections that I underlined, so I think this is essentially what the Nachlas David has in mind. Umeata behachtim is galgel vadai. The case of Mizgalgel is dami lezorek kli. The low lezorek tzoros. Dokan nasa maisa begufa davar hanizak. Bishus acher. Vehi halakicha. Kevd halakicha tchilas habir. Ulekaka mesafka leila rav zera. Dilma damya lidar salakli bishar rabim. Vinizgal shar yachim. The potter, the shitza tais. O Dilma, the loas linan, basalakicha kla. Masha ein came be teased bishes a rabbin vizik which is a yachidut sroros. Baze vadai lo azlina basame ikara. Din kain. Lo mishkachas troos la olam. Kamosh kazbatesis. Ulakap shitler of zeir de chai kramle el. Yetes mez hadribe. Ulafize lokasha media shitas rashi. There are Rambam, which we didn't do. The Shapi Barav Chomatzin Lameimah, the Sphila Kashiyat Toys Bazeh. That what? That Zorek, when you Zorek a Kli. So once again, Zorek Kli, have you impacted the Kli? You throw the Kli down from the roof. Have you already impacted the Kli? Yes. Yeah, so there we can assume Basmei Karazlinu. V'lav Hachikam Kedekri Hayam Shal Shlomo, etc. So look at the and the next underline, which again similar idea. Akad ma'ainin shaper b'hach milsa d'gamla rosh nami b'jorsa ala kli b'shusha rabim v'niskal gel rishus hayochi v'nishbar hu potter d'ad kan l'gamla rosh lo zin basme kara v'in hach milsa d'hechem d'nasa heze b'shusha rabim o shusha rosh hayochi ela d'nizka d'tzroros kevan that the chashvina hakli l'sholim. That was a shot of Zorak Ketz versus Zorak Kli. Nimsa the Ikra Nezek Naaseh B'Shayoche B'Shas HaGos HaTzror. Uvaha Hudam HaRosh Azim B'Shas HaBir V'Shas HaBir V'Chayv Kim DaBir etc. Ta'ahad Ata Kishalim Havei Chashvin Alei Aval B'Dorsa Ala Kli B'Shas HaRabim V'Niska B'Shas HaRyoche V'Nizbar Kevon De Tekev U'Miyad She's chilas galgav shtarabim su chashvin leishover potter hamishabro like zara kli in kein chashvin keilu gama bir nasav shtarabim etc. In other words, basically what I just said, and the idea, the chiluk that is being made by the nachas David, which is going to answer up the kasha of the shulchan gemara on the rush, is basically and the chiddush of Rav Zera is we have two poles over here. One pole is the tzroros pole, and in the tzroros pole, what happened to the Kli at step one of the game? Nothing. And therefore, the Gemara concludes unequivocally that you go Basar Achila. You go Basar the Sof. Basar Sof. That's clear case number one. Clear case number two is the other extreme in the case of either Zara Kli or Dorsa Ala Kli. So there the Gemara concludes that what? Basar Me'ikara Azlina. Why? Because there, it has already been Alpidin, an impact on the Kli. What is Rashi and what is Rav Zeira now pressing? They're pressing a case of a Lakicha. But not a Lakicha Stam that you lokeah from the Shushan Nizak and the animals in the Shushan Nizak. That's not called Lakicha anymore, still. That's still not called Lakicha. That nothing's happened yet. Nothing's happened, and there we, in that case, we always go b'shas achila. But when, as part of a process, the animal's in one rishus, the food is in another, and you bring it out for an agenda of achila, at that point, the lakicha becomes a usurpation from the rishus hanizak. That usurpation from the rishus hanizak might be called chilas ahezek, and even though the achila happened where? In the rishus ha Rabim, or in the Rishus, in somewhere else, we see this as the Hezek already happened, Rishus HaNizak, Otomalo, or do we also say, you go Basar Achila? So that is how this Miskalgel Sugya plays itself out. So now we have, just to put together, we've seen, like the last series of Shi'ur, Kofetzes, Zara Kli, Dar Sala Kli, Hitiza, all these sugyas are really coming to analyze and deal with the scope of Rishus HaRabim when the Hezek is happening over time or in multiple Rishuyos, and that is how these sugyas kind of square away. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll start brand new with Schiris, with the sugya of Zenena V'Zelo Chasu.